Hey folks, it's Kendra
and Kansas,
and we are
the Jensen Sisters,
and you're listening to the Gypsy Outlaw Halloween Special right here on Pioneer 90.1.
We have a lot of fun things planned here for the next few hours.
Join us as we talk about spooky spirits, trick-or-treating, and listen to some classic Halloween songs, along with some creepy country songs you've probably never heard before.
To start off this spooktacular special, here's a classic.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash!
Ooh. Easy, Igor, you impetuous young boy.
Mash good!
Well, we hope all of our Gypsy Outlaw friends have had a good week, and if you're anything like us, you're gearing up for Halloween. So, Kansas, how excited are you for Halloween?
Words cannot describe how excited I am right now.
Anyone that knows us could tell you that we are Halloween junkies.
I am about 100% sure that Halloween-themed orange Kit Kats is running through my blood right now as we speak.
Why would you say that?
Because I had about 7 when I got home from school. I feel like it was closer to 15.
It was.
Yeah, in our house, the Halloween candy gets bought way too early. It'll be like mid-September, and we already have a Halloween bowl sitting out on the counter, filled with orange Kit Kats, may I add.
And for some weird reason, our mom always gets mad that we eat the entire bag. I mean, what else are we supposed to do? It's just sitting there on the counter, taunting us, saying, "Eat me, eat me."
Kansas? Do you really think the Kit Kats talk to you?
I've had a little too much, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, here are some spooky country classics.
Here's a story song of an old railroad legend that treads on the very edge of the supernatural.
Oh.
On a cold and rainy night, I was sitting in the light of my switchman's shack, a milepost on the mountain. The storm was pretty bad and the telephone was dead, but it was just 11 hours till the dawn. Then much to my surprise, the telegraph jumped into life. As I read the code, I thought, could this be true? A train was on its way, headed up the mountain grade, but she didn't have no engineer or crew. At the other switch, they tried to put her on the mountainside, but she kept on coming up the mountain grade. Well, I quickly doused the light to try to see into the night. Maybe I could spot her headlight in the rain. She was pounding down below, I could hear her whistle blow, and I thought, Lord, that's a high and mournful sound. Then the telegraph again, there's a cave in at the mine, and 100 men are buried beneath the ground. Lord, she's coming now, I see, round the bend and straight at me, and her boiler's glowing red as coal in hell. The headlights switching wide, searching all the mountainside, but the only sound she's making is a wail. Then I recognize the train by the number and the name. It's the miner's Silver Ghost 041. Then she vanished up the track by the lonely switchman's shack, like a mother who was looking for her son. Now I heard a story how an engine went to glory over 50 years ago in this same line. It was steaming for a cave, and there were men who needed saving, but it missed the curve and trestle near the mine. And every now and then you'll hear a whistle on the wind if the mountain slides and many men are lost. It's a high and lonely wailing, searching up and down the mountain. It's the train they call the miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the miner's Silver Ghost. The train they call the miner's Silver Ghost.
Dig, grave digger, dig. guy working the rigs. He says he don't really like no company. He says he'd rather just dig. Grave digger, he got secrets. He whispered as he lit up a cig. He said you gotta watch it, don't badger the hole when you're cutting through the roots and twigs. He works right through in the darkness, and then he stops and he takes him a swig. Drive by the right time of the night, you might spy him in the moonlight doing a jig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that shovel with bigger grave digger, for rig mortar sits in dig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, cause grave digger rather just dig.
Dig!
Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so grave digger keep on digging.
Dig!
Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. Work that shovel with digger, grave digger, for rigor mortis hits and dig. Dig, dig, grave digger. Dig, grave digger, dig. That big old hole just keep getting bigger, so dig, grave digger, dig.
Sleep with a guitar in my hand. I dreamed about the ghost of Mississippi, and the blues came walking like a man. Without a word, I passed that guitar over. He tuned it up like I'd never seen. Was his expression. He closed his eyes and he began to sing. Oh, oh, love, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi where I don't want to be. Oh, oh, love, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi where I don't want. I looked into the mirror. I saw no reflection for a while. But as my eyes came into focus, I recognized a crooked smile. Oh, oh, love, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi. I don't want to be. Oh, oh, Lord, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi where I don't want to be. Thank you.
I fell asleep with a guitar in my hand. I dreamed about the ghost of Mississippi, and the blues came walking like a man. Oh, oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi, where I don't want to be. Oh, oh Lord, why have you forsaken me? Got me down in Mississippi, where I don't want to be.
Starting off that block of songs was The Silver Ghost by Merle Haggard, followed by Dig Grave Digger Dig by Corb Lund.
And that last song was Ghost of Mississippi by The Steel Drivers. And if you thought that voice sounded familiar, well, you're right, because that was Chris Stapleton right before he got big on his own. He was the lead vocalist of The Steel Driver Band.
So, we've been doing our research, and we found some super weird facts about Halloween that you might not have known. Did you know originally you had to dance for your treat? In Europe, it used to be a tradition where costume-wearing participants would go door-to-door performing choreographed dances, songs, and plays in exchange for candy.
I ain't dancing for no candy. I'll just buy it myself if I have to do that. Did you know that Halloween is more Irish than St. Patrick's Day? Halloween originally comes from the Celtic Festival of the Dead called Samhain, or something that I cannot pronounce.
Also, if you had been around for the earliest Halloween celebrations, you might have worn animal skins or animal heads. I'm sure medieval PETA loved that one.
Here's one for you. Jack-o'-lanterns were once made out of turnips, beets, and potatoes, not pumpkins.
I did not know that. How do you even carve a beet? Now here's something I did not know. In a few American towns, Halloween was originally referred to as Cabbage Night.
Hey kids, grab your carved turnips. We're going out for Cabbage Night.
Come on now, who doesn't love a good carved turnip?
Hey Kendra, what time of year is it again?
It's Cabbage Night.
No, Kendra, this is Halloween.
You like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat,
tell the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town, everybody's free.
This town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under the stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner and hiding in the trash can, something's waiting out to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween,
red and black,
it's like a green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody
ice cream!
In the town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face!
Here in a flash, you follow the trace!
I am the who in the cold stare.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween,
in this town, don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat to make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Ballman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
This is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
What I'm scared of most, can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. The first moment that I met her, I did not expect to expect her. When I shook her hand, I really shook her glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most, can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I woke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or if it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most, can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition, but because of my condition, I fell in love with a little ghost, and that was all. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most, can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
So, over the past couple of weeks, we've been asking our followers on Instagram and Snapchat if they had any spooky ghost stories or paranormal encounters. The first tale we're going to be telling you is one about an old college dorm right here in the state of Minnesota. According to the kids on campus, this in particular dorm is haunted by a ghost by the name of Bernice, who used to be a student at this school. In the early 1900s, she committed suicide on the third floor of her dorm hall by hanging herself in the open stairwell. Throughout all these years, nobody has been able to figure out why she wanted to commit suicide, but it has been proven that the third floor of this dorm hall is haunted. Bernice has been known to show up in the wee hours of the night. Lights go off and on, doors are slammed, and she will turn off any music she doesn't like. Students in this dorm hall have reported missing items that are later found in random places, and they all claim that it's Bernice. One student claims that there was an instant when she got up in the middle of the night to go use the restroom. She could feel somebody put their hand on her shoulder. But when she turned around to see who it was, there was no one there. All I can say is that I'm glad I'm not dorming in this college. Talk about a freaky freshman year. Up now, we have some more country songs bound to give you chills. This is Ain't No Grave by the great Johnny Cash.
There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. When I hear that trumpet sound, I'm gonna rise right out of the ground. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look way down the river, and what do you think I see? I see a band of angels, and they're coming after me. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, look down yonder, Gabriel. Put your feet on the land and sea. But Gabriel, don't you blow your trumpet till you hear from me. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. Jesus, meet me. Meet me in the middle of the air. And if these wings don't fail me, I will meet you anywhere. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. Well, meet me, mother and father. Meet me down the river road. And mama, you know that I'll be there when I check in, my Lord. Ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down. There ain't no grave can hold my body down.
The most famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. There's a lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana, where the black trees grow, lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Seen y'all messing around there, she go. I know the man done gone. And then one night when the moon was black, into the swamp come Handsome Jack. No good man like you all know. When he was looking around for Marie Laveau, he said, Marie Laveau, you lovely witch, give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you, and it'll be another man done gone. And so Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand.
made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, yeah! And the man done gone. Oh, if you ever get down where the black trees grow and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be another man done gone.
That was Marie Laveau by Bobby Bear. One of my favorite things about Halloween is dressing up and wearing a costume. You know, when people say that only kids can wear Halloween costumes, I think they're mistaken. I think Halloween costumes are for everybody. Kansas, what would you say your favorite Halloween costume was throughout all the years you've dressed up?
When I was the Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz and you were Dorothy.
Yeah, that was pretty great. By the way, we've always kind of done pair costumes. I can't remember when a time was when we actually didn't dress up as a couple. Last year, we dressed up as Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. That was great. And we plan on doing another Halloween video this year and dressing up as another dynamic duo. So stick around for that and make sure you check out our Facebook page for updates.
This year, people are spending a record high amount of money. Consumers are expected to spend $9.1 billion on costumes.
That could buy a lot of other things, including candy. Did you know that the top costume for children is reported to be an action hero or a superhero this year? Well, a top pick for an adult is a witch.
And I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot of clowns this year as well, too, because of the movie that just recently came out, It.
You know, I'm really not sorry that I haven't seen that movie. I cannot handle clowns. Second of all, anything scary, I'll pass. Hard pass.
You know, it's not just people who dress up either.
Yeah, you definitely can't forget the four-legged friends. 10% of people are reported dressing their pets up as pumpkins for Halloween. I was a pumpkin one year for Halloween. What does that say about me?
Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was a-doing his stuff. Said I'm gonna get a good night's sleep. I got woke up about 12 o'clock and I jumped right to my feet. There was gremlins and goblins, dragons and zombies. Lordy, what an awful sight. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that it's gonna be after the fight. Frankenstein was the first in line and the Wolfman came up next. Doing his stuff, I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback. Better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Uncle Bill, well, he took ill and they sent for me to come. Well, I had to pass by the old graveyard, so I went on the run. There was screaming and moaning, wailing and groaning, scary as a mummy's curse. I said, good buddy, you may get me, but brother, let me tell you that you're gonna have to catch me first. Frankenstein was the first in line, and the Wolfman came up next. Dracula was
ever noticed that sometimes the littlest things can be the creepiest? These are a few short horror stories that will for sure send chills down your spine. The last thing I saw was my alarm clock flashing 12:07 before she pushed her long, rotting nails through my chest, her other hand muffling my screams. I sat bolt upright, relieved it was only a dream. But as I saw my alarm clock read 12:06, I heard my closet door creak open. Don't be scared of the monsters. Just look for them. Look to your left, look to your right, under your bed, behind your dresser, in your closet. But never look up. She hates being seen. I whispered to my son, Jonathan, you'd need not to be afraid. There is no such thing as ghost. But Daddy, he replied, you're dead. My wife woke me up last night to tell me there was an intruder in the house. She was murdered by an intruder 2 years ago. My daughter won't stop crying and screaming during the night. I visit her grave to ask her to stop, but it doesn't. I waved to him. He waved back. It was good to see him so soon. After all, his funeral was just yesterday. You get home, tired after a long day's work, and ready for a relaxing night alone. You reach for the light switch, but another hand is already there. Lights out.
Are you done now? Are you done now? Because I think I'm terrified to the core. So many body chills. So many.
Hey man, I'm just doing my job.
Why is your voice still like that?
I'm just gonna talk like this all the time. Up next, Purple People Eater.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looked strange to me.
One-eyed!
Well, he came down to earth, and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say, in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater sure looked strange to me. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, it's eating purple people in a short is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, that's my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
Wear short shorts.
Flying purple people eater sure looks strange to me. And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. He started to rock a really rock. Was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune. Well, that's my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying little people eater sure looks strange to me.
Purple people.
And then he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking them dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Preacher's words, bro. set you free. Preacher was a young man, barely 29, when the seed of love was planted there in Mercy Line. Before too long, they took their vows and became a family, only blood can set you free. He came home one evening, and much to his surprise, he was greeted with a pistol and a fire in her black eye. She said, "I've talked to Jesus, and he's been a telling me only blood can set me free.
Just meet me at my porch at midnight. Oh, and meanwhile.
Meanwhile?
Whatever you do, don't fall.
What goes around comes around. Feel it breathing down. Hear me on you. You
What would you say your favorite Halloween movie is?
I would have to say Beetlejuice, because it's just so weird, and I always say, oh, I've seen this movie a million times, but it always catches me in it every single time I watch it. So what about you? What's yours?
I think I'm going to have to go with Gremlins.
Kendra, for one, that's not even a Halloween movie, and two, it's not even scary.
I told you, I don't like scary things. Oh, you're telling me Beetlejuice is scary?
No, but it's capturing to the eye.
You're capturing to the eye.
Oh, I know.
But in all honesty, I think my favorite Halloween movie would have to be Halloween Town. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Although I will admit, the first couple times I watched Halloween Town, I was a little scared. Just because I really do not like scary things at all. You know this.
No, like every time we watch Scream, Kendra's like, hey, let's watch Scream. I'm like, Kendra, you know you're just going to be on your phone the whole time because you don't want to look at it.
I always think I'm going to want to watch it, and then I don't. It's just like cheesecake. I always think I want cheesecake, then I hate cheesecake.
I feel like we should tie down Kendra and make her watch Annabelle.
I got something to trump that even. Tie me down and make me watch Annabelle while force-feeding me chocolate cheesecake. That's scary.
I love this song so much. It almost kills me.
Wow, Kansas, that joke was so bad, I almost died. We should really stop now.
Okay, this is Lucifer Went Down to the Peach State.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what, I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too, and if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you
soul.
The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog back, no child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been. He played, fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
That was, as Kansas referred to it earlier, Lucifer Went Down to the Peach State, or better known as The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Eh, what can I say? I'm a little trick-or-treater with an emphasis on the trick.
You're something, all right.
So honestly, Kendra, have you ever done a trick on somebody?
Yeah, actually I have. I TP'd my own house once.
What?
I TP'd my own house.
Why would you want to TP your own house? And why do I not remember this? We live together.
I don't know. I just decided I wanted to do it one night, so I did. And I almost egged the house on the same night, but Mom stopped me.
How old were you?
11? I don't know. It's just something to do, you know.
I just felt like TPing my house and egging it, too.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I don't know.
I was bored.
I was. That's why I decided to do it. Did a good job, too. Except I almost got caught in the Highline pole, but that's fine.
Wow, that was a shocker.
We really need to stop with the puns.
You could say I'm candy corny.
Wow, that was a real zapper. That's a candy, right?
Yes. Wait.
But no, in all honesty, we do not promote vandalism or destruction of public property unless you are egging your own house. Then it's fine.
Until your mom catches you.
Stop your heart. You try to scream.
close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Come and play with us, Daddy.